Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only one DC sports team in action tonight. 3.5 hours from now, the Wizards in Atlanta to play the Hawks. Caps idle until tomorrow. Nationals day off back home tomorrow. Welcome back, G&D on the Fan. Thanks for listening. Beltway Blitz time. We do it each and every day at 4 o'clock. The Wizards on deck, the Washington football team in the hole. They have a tackle in town visiting that we want to talk about with Rick Snyder. But let's kick things off on the ice right now. Scott Abraham of Channel 7 here locally in town sports joins us right now on G&D to kick things off with the Caps. Scott, I want to begin with the idea that we might have more fans in the stands come the playoffs. It sounds like Mayor Bowser upping the numbers, and I know you've been talking to people at the organization about that.
Yeah, it's a done deal, guys. Actually, officially official just about 5 minutes ago. Monumental Sports Capital One Arena just releasing a joint statement that the first increased attendance will actually be on Friday at Capital One Arena when the Wizards host the Cleveland Cavaliers. And, of course, this weekend expected to be game one of the Capitals, the playoff series against the Boston Bruins and the New York Islanders. So they're going from 10% to 25% now for capacity. And then, of course, if they make a run in the playoffs, then it'll be 100% capacity starting on June 11th, which, by the way, is my birthday. So it's going to be a big day here in D.C. If they happen to make a run in the playoffs.
Big day for D.C., bigger day for Scott Abraham.
That's right.
I like double dipping the chip. The Caps have, like, two healthy players. I have the worried face right now about this. What's kind of give us what you're hearing. What's the latest? What is Coach Laviolette saying?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. So, I mean, the injuries are piling up. A lot of looks like soft tissues, lower body injuries. T.J. Oshie, obviously the big question mark. It looked like he possibly rolled an ankle in their last game, and he did not practice today. Of course, you have Alex Ovechkin, Nicholas Backstrom, John Carlson. They're all banged up. And then don't forget about Evgeny Kuznetsov and Ilya Samsonov on the COVID list. So not ideal right now for the Washington Capitals. They have one regular season game left, which is tomorrow against the Bruins. Then some time off. And then ideally game one will be Saturday or Sunday this weekend. Now, Ovi, Backstrom, and Carlson were all at practice today. Oshie did not practice, so something to monitor in terms of the coming days. Peter Laviolette saying today in his press conference he'll have some more clarity as to who will be in the lineup, who will be playing in their regular season finale tomorrow night.
You mentioned Ovechkin, Backstrom, Carlson at practice. I mean, does that mean that there's a chance they would play? I heard a cut from him in one of our updates basically where he said he has no plans on holding anybody out for the playoffs. Can you go deeper into that?
Correct. So basically he said if Ovechkin wants to play, he's going to play tomorrow. And that goes with everybody. And I asked them, you know, in terms of the result from last tonight's game between the Bruins and Islanders, how much will that make an impact on how you play or who you play tomorrow night. He said nothing at all, that they're going to play to win the game, and if our guys are healthy, they're going to be on the ice tomorrow night. So he said in the press conference, we'll have more clarity tomorrow after practice as who's going to be in the lineup.
Scott, speaking of clarity, Evgeny Kuznetsov, just thinking about him makes me irritated. Yep. There's no clarity on this. It's another COVID-type deal. They straight up need him. He makes a ton of money. He's so talented. They won the Stanley Cup by basically because he was excellent for a month plus in that postseason with the goal against Pittsburgh kind of as the highlight stands out in everybody's mind. What's his deal? What's the latest? Can we expect him, and is he going to care?
Guys, really, that is the million-dollar question. Nobody really knows, and Peter Laviolette really tight-lipped again today. When will Kuzi return? He does not know. When does Samsonov return? He does not know. And you're right, Danny. I'm with you. It's irritating. It's frustrating. He should know better. We don't know exactly what happened, but obviously he put himself in a situation where he got put on the COVID list. So you're right. They would not have won the Stanley Cup without Evgeny Kuznetsov. And you got to believe, to make a deep run this year, they're going to need Kuzi again.
Scott, if the Islanders beat the Bruins tonight, the Caps will determine who they play.
Correct.
In the first round. So the way this works for people that don't know, right now the Bruins are the 3 seed, the Islanders are the 4 seed by 1 point. The Caps are going to play the 3 seed. If the Islanders win, they leapfrog Boston going into Boston's final game of the season against Washington. If they beat the Bruins, they would play the Islanders. And if they lose to the Bruins, they would play Boston. I guess my point is this. Should they care? I mean, who's the better matchup for the Capitals, Boston or New York? Or is their health the priority, so they really shouldn't care who they play?
I mean, I literally laid it out just like that to Peter Laviolette in the press conference, and he just said he didn't want an answer because, you know, the opposite will happen. And he says they're all good teams, all four of the teams in their division. They're all very similar. Me, personally, I would rather see the Islanders. They have trouble scoring. They're better defensively. I'm very concerned about starting a rookie goaltender, Vitek Vanacek, against the Boston Bruins, who you know can light up a scoreboard. They got some snipers. They can score some goals. So that's my concern there. I'd rather play the Islanders, but again, you're going to have to beat everybody to win the Stanley Cup. So we shall see how it all plays out. We should know, could know by the end of tonight, who their first-round opponent will be based on the Bruins-Islanders game tonight.
Scott, thank you, buddy. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys. See you.
You got it, dude. Let's talk some hoops, please. Our pal Ava Wallace, Washington Post, covers those Washington Wizards. Ava, latest on Bradley Beal and that hamstring. It looked more serious than just a couple days of riding the bike. It looked like something that was kind of bad. What do we know?
Yeah, gosh, that shot that they had on him at the end of the Pacers game on Saturday was a little worrying. So he is out for these 2 games in Atlanta they have today and on Wednesday, and then he'll be reevaluated Friday for the final 2 games of the season. They've got the Cavs and they've got the Charlotte Hornets on Sunday in the regular season finale before the play-in tournament starts next week. They need 2 wins to clinch a spot in the play-in. They're kind of jostling for 9th and 10th seed now, but you know, Brad's also playing for a scoring title here, so it's not good news for the Wizards for sure, but reevaluating on Friday and you know, kind of giving everybody a schedule ahead of time is a little bit more promising than saying he's going to be out and uncertain and we'll see how it is.
I get that you're going to have to get contributions by committee, but give me a couple of players who are going to have to step up more than everyone else to help get by without Beal.
Yeah, the first thing that I got a comment on Twitter when I tweeted out the Beal news was Russ going for the 50 points in his triple-double tonight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's gonna which we literally might see. Yeah, there's going to be a lot on Russell Westbrook's shoulders. You're going to need a lot from the center position as well. It's usually pretty good for the Wizards when either one or two of those 3 guys they have working down there at the rim are pretty productive, and then you're going to need someone like a Davis Bertans or a Rui Hachimura to step up because there are going to be shots that are going to be available. You know, the defense is used to being trained on Bradley Beal, so there's going to be stuff for the taking if someone wants to step up.
Also a tough matchup here, these couple games against Atlanta. Wizards don't really defend the three-point line tremendously well, and it just turns out that Atlanta's going to shoot 277 threes per night, numbers approximate. They got a bunch of guys that are buckets. They spread the floor, and that's what they want to do. Can they get out of here with 1 win out of these couple games, do you think, Ava?
Yeah, that would be ideal, and that would also be a really good kind of tune-up for the play-in tournament because they're going to have to beat somebody if they want to go far and actually make the playoffs. They're going to have to beat somebody like Charlotte, which can get hot, like maybe a Boston, which can get hot, potentially Miami, which we know their shooting power. And they've been leaning on, as improved as their defense has been since about mid-March, especially with a proper shot blocker there at the rim and Daniel Gafford. They've been leaning on offense a lot as their best defense, of just outscoring people night in after night in and night out, especially in tight games. So if they can do that against the Hawks with all the threes that they put up, that would be really, really good news for these guys.
Ava, where are we at in the Scott Brooks head coach of the future conversation? Contract is up. I think fans are very happy about what's happening, but the straw poll would say they'd like to go in a different direction. Has he coached his way into being in the mix for next year?
Yeah, that's the question that has been on my mind for kind of weeks and weeks. It's a really good question. And I think from a lot of people's point of view, certainly from Ted Leonsis' point of view, who's kind of historically been a little bit more conservative as an owner, you know, how can you say the guy lost his job this season with the absolute crazy turnaround that they've had, and with what Scott Brooks and Russell Westbrook kind of together have been able to do also. So I think there's a really good argument this guy saved himself. I mean, they were in the absolute trash earlier this year, and he will be the first person to say how difficult it was. So to come back from that is a lot. That being said, there's also an argument on the other side. So I've been definitely hearing both directions. I've been asking around about that as well.
If assume Beal's health, and obviously Westbrook continues to do what he's doing, okay? Mm-hmm. Somebody else has to step up in a major way for them to get through this little play-in shebangus and maybe make some noise against Philadelphia or whomever they end up with, you know, if they somehow get the 7th seed or whatever it is. Who's that third man in?
For me, it's got to be one of the centers. I'm really big on how good this team was when Daniel Gafford was just catching lobs and throwing him down like nobody's business during that run. I thought that was, one, it gave the team the energy that they kind of sometimes struggle to create themselves, and two, it was so important for them to have a proper presence at the rim and have somebody say, like, you know, you still might get a couple buckets on us, but we're going to make it hard, we're going to make your life difficult, and it's going to be fun to watch in the meantime. So I think, you know, a lot of people, that answer is somebody like a Bertans, who needs to kind of shoot 6 threes, not necessarily make them, but at least be a distraction at the line. For me, I'm all about the center position.
Ava, thank you so much. We appreciate it. Great job on the Wiz all season long.
Thanks, guys. Great word. Was Shavingus there? Was that what you said?
Yes. Yes. It is a made-up word. It's a little onomatopoeia. You know what it is when you hear it. You know what I mean?
It was perfect. Well done.
Absolutely.
Certainly has been a Shavingus. Thank you, Ava. We'll talk to you soon. Let's talk some Washington football team. Now, I need to tell our buddy Rick Snyder of thefandc.com that I do have a couple horse racing questions for him.
Oh.
Because he's a horse racing guy, but I'll save those until the end of this Blitz appearance. Snyder remarks, appreciate you hopping aboard. Let's start with the fact that they're hosting a left tackle today. Charles Leno, who has started the last 6 years at left tackle for the Chicago Bears, hadn't missed a game in 5 years. You think they might actually sign him and just have an extra strong tackle position?
Well, you due diligence is a big thing right now. You look at these guys, because even if you don't sign them, in case you got to call somebody on a Sunday night after an injury, you know who you're talking to. You know, that's why you vet out all these guys. So it's not so much I'm expecting them to be a factor now, but they're just hedging bets. That's why they talk to a million draft picks. Because you just want to know, when you have to call somebody in emergency, you're not guessing about the guy.
Schedule comes out. They've turned it into an event, Rick. And, you know, we can make our comments on that. But in terms of the games, we know who. We just don't know when. What's a game that you're most looking forward to if and when the schedule comes out? And not if, when the schedule comes out.
I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving and sitting at home and eating turkey and not worrying about a Reds-Washington game. That's my biggest one. It'll be nice not to play on the holiday. You know, you look at the schedule, you look who's first, and you look at December. That's the biggest thing. And then you look at the schedule in general. It's a hard schedule. It's the 12th hardest in the league. So there aren't going to be many breathers, you know, unless they play somebody really bad. I think, you know, the first home game will be, you know, a sellout more or less. I think people are ready to go back to the stadium, and then they may realize it's not as fun as they thought or more expensive than they wanted, and the team's not that good, but you know, I think in the beginning, people will be charged to go.
Rick, speaking of people getting back to the stadium, I think it could be a nice little boost, shot in the arm for people, because you haven't been in a little while. So maybe You get some folks back out there that haven't been in a while, or there's some added energy and excitement. It's one of those, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder things. What do you anticipate?
Yeah, I think so. Because at the end of 2019, I'm not lying when I say there were 5,000 to 10,000 local fans and everybody else was a visiting fan. And I think in 2019, I'm not sure they had the majority of the crowd any game. But a year later, I see a lot of people that tell me, yeah, I really missed it and they want to go back. So, and then they may find out they hated it again. I don't know. It's all about winning and losing. You know, we lost so many fans there. And after asking all the reasons why, the bottom line is always, if they were going to the Super Bowl, would you go to the games? Yeah. So it's about winning and losing.
Speaking of stadiums, I feel like we get these little bursts when we hear something about a new stadium or some municipality doing this, that, or the other, or courting, and then it goes quiet for months at a time. Have you heard anything? What's the latest? Are they any closer than they were like 2 or 3 years ago when that was Bruce's main task?
Not yet, but, you know, Virginia's trying to line up a governor, and I know some of them would love to have the team there. So you kind of, if you're Dan Snyder, you kind of wait and let Virginia sort itself out. You know, McAuliffe definitely, I think, is probably your winner. I'm not in Virginia, so I don't know. But I know he's a big, you know, Washington football fan. So maybe you give him a chance to make one more bid. Why do it now? But on the other hand, Maryland is doing is handing out them licenses for sports betting parlors like Candy. And, you know, Dan wants one of those. So you got to make nice with them, too. And D.C. is somehow getting ready to demolish RFK. I can't get a date yet on that, but they're moving closer to that. So things are, you know, I'd say in the next 6 months, we'll start seeing things change.
Rick, before we let you go, I got to ask you about this Bob Baffert situation. In a nutshell, in 60 seconds, can you tell me what's going on? I just know that his statement was I don't follow it, and it was embarrassing. It just seemed like he was such a conspiracy theorist, and he's like selling ice to someone who doesn't need ice.
Well, I saw him on Fox News, and I thought, okay, here we go. You know, it's like, you know, he's talking about cancel culture and all that stuff. You know, it's easy to get a positive, a false positive. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but that's why they take two samples. Every single race in America, from top to bottom, has the top four finishers tested and the favorite if they finish out of the money. Every single race. So this isn't unusual there. Are there reasons for why this is in there? You know, there can be something strange, and I don't want to discuss that on the air because it's gross. But, you know, that's why they have a split sample. But that's going to take a while. And to me, I think he has to run in the Preakness because you have an appeal on this whole situation, and you have to respect due process. And you can't wait weeks or months for this to play out and then say, oh, sorry, you didn't get to run in the Preakness. We're wrong. You got to let him go. And if he's positive again or whatever, then you ban him again. But I think right now it's too quick to say, sorry, you can't run. We'll know something on Tuesday by the Maryland Racing Commission.
So are you on Team Bob Baffert?
Yes. I mean, I've known Baffert for 30 years. He's not a cheater like this. You know, I mean, I've known this guy. I sat in his barn. I know who he is. He doesn't have to cheat to win. You know, if people do get positives, there's a lot of reasons it would take us more than 60 seconds to explain why. But he's not a serial cheater because around racetracks, you kind of know who that is.
He's very white hair, doesn't he, Rick?
Yeah. I've known him 30 years. It's always been white-haired. I've never known what the
color.
That's
true. I picture my childhood of watching it, and he still had really
white
hair.
He's the Ashley Schaefer BMW, man, from Eastbound and Down.
Appreciate you, buddy. Good information.
All right, see you.
We'll see you, bro.
Good to tap into Rick Snyder's horse racing expertise on Grant and Danny there on The Fan. Next, you mentioned the NFL schedule release, which comes out Wednesday at 8 p.m. It is now an event. Everyone's excited about it. I like it. It's at a time of the offseason where there's not a lot going on for football. I'm kind of in on it. Having said that, it's a nice opportunity for you and I to at least look at who Washington's playing this season, try to figure out if there's anything that we should particularly pay attention to come Wednesday. We can do that next on Grant and Danny.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, and he said we about what blitz in the books. No schedule point. Oh,
here we go now. 2.5 hours ago. Here we go. Up. Grant and Danny on the fan. Thanks for listening. We always appreciate that. A schedule release comes out Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a scale of far left is a 1, far right is a 100.
Okay.
1 is probably where you are in terms of excitement for schedule release stuff.
Yeah, I do not get excited about it.
100 is, who's a 100? 100 is like fans who dress up in capes and go to every road game, I would say. That's 100.
All right. Yeah.
I'm like a 65 on this.
Mm-hmm.
I like schedule release. I love knowing the schedule. I want to know when games are. I already know what cities the team's going to.
Right.
But you don't know, can I make that trip or not? Is that something I could do for fun? Could I plan a bachelor party trip with a buddy around? Unless, is it September? Is it December? It's a big deal. But let's go through real quick the opponents in 2021. And when we get through all 17 of them, we will not be previewing wins or losses on this show. We won't do that today. We won't do that any day other than picking the games on Friday before the Sunday that they're played.
Indeed.
But I want to see if there's something that you're particularly interested in when the schedule is released on Wednesday. And we really haven't taken any calls today. We've just been busy living our lives.
Living our lives.
But we can open up the Gambit DC listener lines for you right now if you guys want to hop in on this at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. What are you actually interested in finding out? We have a lot of information. We just don't know when things are going to happen. So what is your priority list when the schedule's released? What are you trying to determine still that isn't already known? 800-636-1067. So home games, they've got 8 of them. They'll play on the road 9 times, 17-game schedule this year. For the home games, you know that they have the 3 division teams at home. They do that every year. Dallas, Philly, and New York coming to town. Too many of their fans are going to be in the stands. Best thing about this year, by the way, looks like full stadium. That's what the Washington football team
That's
said
right.
they're hoping for last week.
Yeah.
So other teams coming to town. The New Orleans Saints lose a little luster. Drew Brees is not coming. He's retired. That's the Jameis Winston show with some Taysom Hill. Still expected to be one of the better teams
still
in the NFC.
Still formidable team, yeah.
Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh.
That's juicy. Tom Brady and the defending Super Bowl champions.
With everybody back.
All of the weapons that you could possibly defend. And if you think it's going to be tough to defend the Bucks, the Chiefs are also coming to FedEx Field.
Oh.
Patrick Mahomes and the Andy Reid show at FedEx. This is a great home slate this year, by the way. In terms of seeing good teams,
yeah,
seeing interesting like prospects.
Maybe not great for your record.
Maybe not.
Hmm.
If they're really good, possibly. The L.A. Chargers are going to be at FedEx.
Color me intrigued by that one, by the way.
Justin Herbert's my guy.
Yeah.
Love his game. And they got a brand new head coach, too, who I'm really enamored with. I just listened to Brandon Staley on, pardon my take, a couple of days ago. Interesting dude. He was at John Carroll, as you know, university, like 5 years ago, coaching a position.
I love stories like this, by the way.
And now he's a head coach of the Chargers.
Yeah, I like it when it's like he was a positional coach at a directional high school outside of like the main city. And then 7 years later, you look up and he's the NFL head coach.
Nuts. Other home game, there's only one more, Seattle Seahawks. Feels like Washington plays Seattle every year now. I don't know how or why that
somehow happens. It happens,
yeah. But they've got Russell Wilson. So if you're
it's
looking
a daunting at, home schedule.
By the way, just quarterbacks, non-division coming to town. You got Jameis, who's probably the worst of the bunch. Tom Brady, Pat Mahomes, Justin Herbert coming off the best rookie season by a rookie quarterback ever, and then Russell Wilson. That's brutal.
Yep.
On the road, doesn't get a whole lot easier, by the way. 2021 road opponents. You're going to Dallas, to Philly, to New York, as always. You're at Atlanta, first year with a new head coach, new front office. That's a team that theoretically, despite the fact that you got to defend Kyle Pitts, cannot wait to watch Kyle Pitts, by the way, this season. That makes that game fun. Wish they were coming to FedEx for that reason. That's at least a team that should be planning for the future, not this season. Right?
With all sorts of offensive weapons, Ridley, Julio Jones, and now Kyle Pitts.
If
but
Julio's
yeah.
there, they may trade him.
That's a good point.
I think they will, actually, especially after taking Pitts. Carolina Panthers, year two under Rule, played them last year, mm-hmm. kind of luck boxed into a win end of the season when they had lost something like 10 of 11 falling apart. They have a very different situation now. Sam Darnold at quarterback. Teddy Bridgewater is out. They had a pretty solid draft. They're pretty excited about what they've been able to do on the defensive side of the ball this offseason. I still think that's a winnable game. Washington, if you are going to be good this year, the Panthers on the road is a game going to Charlotte. You get a decent weather game. You got to be able to win that type of game.
Well, yeah. I mean, and especially considering they lost to Carolina down the stretch last year. That was that gross offensive game.
Oh, I just said they won. Did they lose that?
Yeah, they lost 2013.
That was a Haskins game.
Yeah.
Where Heinicke came in.
Where it was a disaster. That was one of those, what
completely
are we doing?
Botched that. You're 100% right.
Yeah. But Haskins, you need to win that game.
Started and stunk. Mm-hmm. Heinicke came in and had two drives and almost led them back in the two drives.
That's
yes?
right. Yep.
December. That's
so,
right.
So, gross. But yeah, who are you? Are you a team that's now, you know, building to something? You beat Carolina. You would hope anyway.
I forgot. That was like 2 weeks left in the season.
It was the second last week
We're
of the year.
We're all going nuts because they made the playoffs. They lost to the Panthers 2 weeks before that.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy. The Broncos are on the road slate. By the way, the road schedule, way easier than the home schedule.
100%.
Denver.
Always tough to go there, man.
They have a bunch of bad quarterbacks, which means they don't really have a quarterback. Yes?
At this point, that is correct. But again, playing a mile above sea level is...
I'm not saying it's an easy game.
It's tough
losable,
road game.
But it'd be better than if they just made a trade for Aaron Rodgers.
Correct.
Which I guess they could still theoretically do.
That's true.
Speaking of which, you're going to Lambeau to play the Packers next year. If they don't have Aaron Rodgers, that game gets a lot more doable. And then you're at Vegas to take on the Raiders. So both Denver and Vegas are considered some of the favorites to mm-hmm. get Aaron Rodgers. You might still go to his barn, regardless of where he's playing. And then the last game they added was the Buffalo Bills, who were in the AFC Championship game. Big Josh Allen guy. That's a tough team to play. They're pretty physical and play great defense. So there's your road schedule. 9 deep. Vegas thinks they can make the playoffs. Buffalo was AFC title game last year. Green Bay was NFC title game. The Denver, Carolina, Atlanta portion of the road schedule is probably about as soft as the underbelly of this thing's going to get. You heard Rick Snyder mention earlier, statistically, if you're into that kind of thing, I'm really not before a season starts, but they have the 12th most difficult schedule based on last year's percentages and win totals, things like that. So I say all that to say this. What is the game that you are most interested in finding out, like, when it is and why? Is there something that when you turn on NFL Network or pull up the schedule Wednesday night after it's released, you're going to look for something and then you're going to X out of the window? What are you looking for?
Here are my tiered things that I care about the most. When are the divisional games? When are the 6 divisional games taking place? Do we have something that we've had in years past where, like, your last 3 games are divisional games?
I love that.
In December? You know, how many are home, how many are road? That's going to influence, honestly, who's going to win this division. I don't think it's going to be any good. Again, I think all these teams are going to scuffle and be around 500, and it may come down to a week 16, week 17, Dallas, Washington kind of situation. That's number one. Number two, I look for short weeks. I look for when are they going to get screwed? Because everyone has to wear it. Everyone has to do a Monday night into a Sunday. Everyone has to do a Sunday 4 o'clock into a Thursday, some kind of nonsense like that. I look for the short weeks, and hopefully they're not getting screwed them a lot. Then the third thing I look for is the primetime games. So those are kind of my tiered things. After that, kind of talking about your special occasions, right? So, for example, years ago when we got to go to New Orleans, I look for games like that. This year, there's one of those that I would consider a special occasion. Las Vegas. This is not Oakland. This is not a dumpy municipal stadium that's also got Oakland A's in the outfield and floods and is gross with bad bathrooms. This is a Vegas situation. It's brand new. It's sparkling. It's one of the things that I want to see. So I don't know. I'm just saying. I will look for that Vegas situation. I would love to somehow get the old G&D program to Vegas with a bunch of listeners.
Yeah, that won't happen.
It will never happen. I want that on the record that there's no chance.
Yeah, I just wanted to just quell any kind of hope or excitement or happiness that you had in your life.
Wouldn't it be fun?
But your answer is my answer. Mm-hmm. The Vegas game I'm super intrigued by. In fact, I've never for one second thought about the show going. I just haven't. Because I know that there's no way the show is going to go, because that would take someone spending some money to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if someone was willing to fly us out there and spend the money, probably still wouldn't happen for whatever reason. But I do think I'm going to go to that game regardless, because I'm an adult and I have my own money. And I'm going to fly out there with my wife and probably go to that new stadium.
Smell
in Vegas
what you're cooking there.
And just spend a weekend in Vegas. So that's my first thing I'm checking legitimately is, when are they going to be in Vegas? Do I want to get a bunch of buddies together in our 30s to go out there and just have a time and be merry? Or is it going to be a different kind of trip? Are me and my wife going to check out Penn and Teller or something like that on Saturday yeah. night?
See Britney's house show.
Right. Are we going to see Celine Dion on Friday, Britney on Saturday, and then the football match on Sunday?
Great Penn and Teller drop right there.
Thank you. I actually saw them once.
I bet you that show's awesome,
I think
by
it was
the way.
Me and Dar on a trip that you either didn't go to or you were there with us and you didn't come to the show that night.
Well, the only time I've been is for Stanley Cup as a show. You guys probably went for a boxing thing or an MMA thing or something like that, which I had.
Might have been during the Cup.
Zero interest in.
Dar and I went and saw Penn and Teller and you told us to kick rocks.
No way. There's no way. Because Dar and I were in line at the buffet the whole time at that that one.
But that is my first priority, is that Vegas game.
Yep.
I'm also interested in the Green Bay game. I love Lambeau.
Just because Lambeau's incredible, right?
I love Lambeau. I've been there. I want to go back there. I've never been as a fan. I've only gone when I was on the beat. And it's one of the coolest experiences. And no one cares what I think, but I'm just telling anyone who's going to go to one game this year, if the Lambeau game lines up at a time of the year that works for you, like a long weekend or maybe around a birthday or something, do that. It is, if you're a football fan, it's just such a cool, romantic, like neat experience. First of all, everyone in that town is the nicest person you've ever met. There's a restaurant I went to in Green Bay. I forget the name of it. But you cook your own steak on like a giant community grill in the middle of the restaurant. So they bring you cuts of raw meat to your table and you pick your meat. You say, okay, I want that ribeye right there. You take tongs, you put it on your plate, and then you go up to this giant grill. And everyone in the restaurant stands around the grill talking to the strangers next to them. Sure, during COVID times, this thing was very
I'm sure it was booming.
Very shut down. But you cook your grill right there the way you want to.
Yeah.
And they've got butter and salt and pepper and everything you could ever want. One of my favorite dining experiences ever. And then they bring you the sides to your table and you come back with your steak and everything's there for you. And I did that on Saturday night, went to the game on Sunday. You know, it's in a neighborhood. You're literally...
Everything's in a neighborhood there, right? Like, because it's just a little tiny town.
But you're parking, if you want to, for the game, in someone's driveway. They'll charge you $10 or $12. You get access to their bathroom. Some of them will give you food to go. You know, like, I made you a sandwich in the baggie. And they'll hand you
that.
It's
amazing.
You'll walk over to Lambeau.
With the Piakers, the accent.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It's so cool. So you should definitely do that if you haven't done that. But I'll definitely try that one as well. Denver, cool stadium, very loud, great town, probably not at the top of my list. You know I love Charlotte. Charlotte's a top five town for your boy.
Big Charlotte's a Charlotte. Sneaky good town.
Love Charlotte. It's a good trip. And it's drivable, which is nice if you don't want to have to pay for flights.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 4.5, maybe 5-hour drive early on a Sunday, or if you want to go up on a Saturday, stay overnight. I'm not that interested in Atlanta, although I've heard the new stadium's awesome. I would like to go check that out, but I probably won't make that hike. But what do you guys think? Schedule comes out on Wednesday at 8 p.m. Question is, what is the first thing you're checking? What's your priority? 800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067. You're saying the Vegas game.
Vegas game in terms of actually when that schedule happens, it's one of those things I'm going, maybe there's a chance, and I'll entertain the possibility.
I'm going to double down. G&D on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
About 15 minutes out. You know the Wiz, who are in action tonight, looking for a 14th win in 17 games, will be covered. Got to get you the latest on TJ Oshie, his health, the Caps as well. It's all coming up in our 5 at 5. Tarik El-Bashir of The Athletic at 6 o'clock tonight. It's almost playoff time in D.C., and we're going to have two teams potentially in the playoffs this time around.
Indeed.
First time in a while.
Both inhabitants of Capital One Arena going to the postseason. I'm enjoying that.
And there's going to be more fans at Capital One Arena coming this week than there have been, which is awesome. Get to all that before we're out of here tonight on Grant and Danny. Right now, though, we are discussing schedule release, which comes out officially Wednesday night, 8 p.m. And we know who Washington's going to play. We don't know when. We don't know the specifics. What we're asking you guys is how much do you care about the release and what is the thing or the things you're most looking forward to. I was talking to Darius, and I had predicted they're going to have four primetime games after last year.
I think you're right about that, by the way.
They got zippy. I mean, they ended up playing whatever that weird game was on Tuesday against the Steelers on national TV.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to have a couple Monday-nighters, and I think they're going to have a couple Sunday-nighters.
I agree.
They're a potential favorite to win the division, to go back-to-back.
The Ron Rivera story. They're everybody's darling right now.
Yeah,
Not everybody's, but you know what I mean. Like, they're on the inside of the velvet rope right now for the league.
People can't get enough Rivera. I think everyone likes Ryan Fitzpatrick and talking about his chest hair and his big glasses in press conferences. So, yeah, I think they're going to get some primetime games. But you said, Darius, that's like the thing that you care about come Wednesday night. Is basically not only how many they get, but the primetime schedule in general, like who plays the opener, who plays the big Monday night games, that kind of thing.
Yeah. I'm generally an NFL fan alongside being a Washington football fan, of course. And I think Sunday night football, Monday night football, somewhat Thursday night football as well, is an event. And I just enjoy, I want to make an event of it. And knowing ahead of time when, what games are going to be played on Sunday nights, Monday nights, Thursday nights. I love it. That's my favorite part of the schedule release.
Get it, man. For me, along those lines, it's okay. I got Sunday ticket, So I watch games all day on Sunday, but I'm multitasking. Worst case, Washington's playing, and I casually check out highlights of other things.
Right.
Best case, they're not, and I'm watching 12 games at once. But like, when is Kyle Pitts playing on Monday Night Football for the first time? So I could just zero in on that guy. When is the first time I'll get to see
Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence?
Exactly. Yeah, the 100%. Jets on Monday and Sunday night. I'm totally with him there. All right, let's go to Pete in Falls Church. Pete, what are you looking forward to? Schedule releases on Wednesday.
What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. First off, just want to say long-time listener, first-time caller. You guys are awesome. You guys have made me do midday and afternoons. This move has been awesome.
You're a sweetheart.
Really appreciate
Thank you.
You guys keeping us apprised of everything.
Thank you,
schedule
buddy.
Rollout really is a unique situation for me. In 2002, I used the schedule to plan an epic fall where I actually went to every single NFL stadium in one season to see a team play and set a Guinness World Record. And ever since then, I've been trying to figure out a way to do it again. Now, this is obviously without my wife
and kids.
Hang on
1 second.
Knowing,
can I ask you? Hold on. Whoa, yeah. Whoa. You went to every stadium in one season and saw a game? So is that – I mean, that doesn't – how's that math even work? There's 32 stadiums, right?
Yeah, so I went – it took me 17 weeks, and I drove everywhere. I went to – I think Thursday night was the Giants versus San Francisco 49ers in 2002. And then all the way – I think I finished in Kansas City going back and forth to East Coast.
Wow. That's amazing, dude. Blast.
It was awesome. It was so much fun.
And you're trying to run it back
country.
This year?
No, not this year. But, you know, if my wife says once I make my first real million, I can do it again.
Right.
So
I got to do
that'll
it.
Be an opportunity. No, not going to happen. But I like to dream about it. So that's
– Yeah, that's
if you
awesome.
Can find a way – it's like a puzzle for me. So I like to look at it each year. So that's what I'm excited about. So
nice,
dude,
man.
That is so cool. What an amazing –
What an epic thing to do.
I'll bet you that lines up to even make it possible. Like, forget executing it and laying it out to properly pull it off. To actually get to all 32 stadiums over 17 weeks, I'll bet a lot of years isn't even doable.
Yeah, logistically, right? Because you basically have to go, I got to do a game Thursday night, I got to do a Sunday game, and then it's got to be within driving distance of the Monday game.
But you also just have to have the weeks where the right things that you need to check off your bingo board line up.
Right, that's what I mean.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, I have to get to the Chargers. Oh, they're not home for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, they're moving to L.A.
yeah, that's crazy.
That's
man.
Nuts.
Well done. That's awesome. Kevin in Fairfax, how are you?
Kevin.
Boys, I'm doing great. Grant, the place that you're thinking of is Prime Quarter Steakhouse in Green Bay, and I highly recommend it.
I knew it was called Prime something. Everyone's joning on Twitter saying they don't want to go to a restaurant and cook their own food. I'm sure you can get it cooked for you, but just the community feel, if Kevin's been there, he could tell you, it's awesome.
Well, they can all hate on Korean barbecue, too, because that's half of what you do when you go there, and that's amazing.
Yeah, all that is delicious. That's true.
But my answer is not anywhere near as cool. Actually, it's kind of nerdy. I try to look at teams that are featuring guys that I followed in college, and I try to go on the
answer.
Off chance that, like, at the player entrance, I can try to meet these guys or even just to see them in person. Devin White is one of my guys, so I'd love to be able to get to the Tampa Bay game in Washington this year. Jonathan Taylor is one of my guys, so I'm going to try to see if I can make it up to Baltimore when Indy comes to town. And it's lined up a couple times, obviously, with the COVID restrictions. I don't know if I'll even be able to get close. But it is really cool to finally get the chance to see those guys in person after watching them on TV for so many years.
Are you, a card collector? Do you do pictures or autographs? Like, what do you – when you meet up with them, what are you trying to get or do?
Mostly it's pictures and stuff if I can.
Yeah.
I do have both of the jerseys for the guys that I mentioned from when they played in college, so I'd like to get those signed.
That's tight.
But I have a whole room in the condo that's wall to wall. The girlfriend has been nice enough to allow me that space and basically said, contain all your garbage to this room and nothing else. But she's cool enough to humor me and get me out of the house on Sundays so she has some time to herself.
That's
so
awesome.
It's a win-win.
That sounds like a good situation.
I like that answer because
there's a lot of girls that would be like, listen, man,
it just doesn't go.
This is kind of weird.
You know what? Here's a great link for a storage facility.
Is having your own love and your own passion.
That's right.
So just ride with that, man.
I always wonder, because obviously the biggest sport in America is the NFL. The second biggest sport is college football. Why there aren't more people that love both so much where it's like, if you're a fan of one school, well, if you're a fan of one school, one guy goes, but these guys were completely different, backgrounds.
for whatever reason, loves Jonathan Taylor, loves Devin Bush. That's just neat to me that, like, he decided, Taylor, I really like these guys.
Beast.
Yeah, you know, like, I like both these guys, and I'll follow them. That's interesting.
Let's go to Jared in Maryland. Hey, Jared, how are you?
Hey, good. What a segue, because I look for is, at least for away games, is there a college football game that I can go to on Saturday?
Oh,
so the
okay.
perfect storm yeah. was... Yeah, the perfect storm was, I think it was 2 years ago, when the now Washington football team played in Minnesota on Thursday night, and I'm a diehard Maryland football fan who happened to play the Golden Gophers on Saturday. So my wife and I did a long weekend out to Minneapolis where we went to the Redskins on Thursday night and Maryland on Saturday. Both got their butts whooped.
Yep.
But it was a fantastic trip.
It's a lock, by the way, you went to the Mall of America on Friday.
You know what's funny is we probably ended up going three different times because it's almost that's all there is to do out
there. I was
going
to say, what else do you do? Yeah. And I'm not trying to make fun of Minnesota. I've been there a couple times. I've liked it.
I went for a wedding and had great meals in Minneapolis. The Juicy Lucy, bro.
Juicy Lucy, which is where they cook the cheese in the burger. Very popular. They claim that. That's their thing. I know that there's roller coasters in Mall of America.
Okay.
There is a putt-putt golf. Me and Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times-Dispatch played a round of putt-putt golf in
Minneapolis. I bet you he's, A, great at putt-putt golf, B, oddly competitive.
He was definitely competitive. I don't remember. He definitely beat me, I think, but I don't remember if he was, like, Shooter McGavin good or if he was, you
like,
know.
I think he kept a meticulous score. You know what I mean? Where very you're like, I don't know, so. Mine was a six or a two.
Right.
I bet you he knew exactly what everyone got.
I know this. There were no just fives when the ball hadn't gone in yet.
That's right.
If it took nine, he's writing down a nine. Grant and Danny on the Fan, the 5 at 5 next. We're also trying to figure out what you guys are excited to find out come Wednesday night when the schedule is released. Is there a road game maybe you're eyeing as a possible trip? G&D with you on the Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.